Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. We're going to change things around a little bit today. I'm going to talk about people instead of animals. It seems kind of strange for a pet pointer thing, but it's very important. And what I'm going to talk about is the Registered Veterinary Technician, the RVT. In our office, we have Becky, and those of you who come to me know that Becky's been with me 38 years out of the 43 that I've been here. So she's been around a long time with me. Thing that people don't understand about registered technicians is the fact that they think they're a nurse. Well, they're actually much more than nurses. Sorry if I offended any of you nurses just then. So what do? They do all kinds of things. First off, they perform all of our anesthesia. So they do the IVs, they put the anesthetic in, they monitor the anesthetic. They're phlebotomists. They pull all the blood. Believe me, you always want the person pulling blood from your arm that has done it a lot. And in our office, that's Becky. She is very good at it. She can hit a cat vein through hair, and that's nothing to sneeze at, I will guarantee you. They work as a lab technician. In other words, they run all of our lab tech equipment. We don't have a separate lab. It's performed by our technicians. She's my surgical assistant. She works with me in surgery, both prepping dogs, holding dogs on the table, cats, helps with restraint prior to and after that. She also works as the person who takes care of them afterwards. She's a recovery room nurse. She has lots of surgical skills and surgical things. She always knows what I want. New people that come to visit us and watch us goes, I start to say, Becky, I need her, and she's handing me what I need. They kind of think that's a little strange, but after that many years, we kind of are on the same page. She also works as a receptionist. She's also a maintenance person. You don't think about it, but we've got all this lab equipment. Somebody has to keep it clean, keep it working. We have a dental machine that requires special care, and believe me, she's the only one that knows how to do that, because I certainly don't. Speaking of dental, she also works as a dental hygienist. Those hygienists out there, I hope I didn't offend you either, but she does exactly the same job you do, except on animals. She also helps maintain records. In our office, just like any medical place, we need a lot of records, and she's certainly one that helps maintain the records. She also works with animal behavior. If you're a psychiatrist or a psychologist, Becky does the same thing, except she works with dogs and their owners. Quite good at it. She's trained a lot of dogs over the years. She's taken care of a lot of baby animals, and so she's the one we always ask, what do you feed a newborn rabbit? What do you do with a possum that doesn't have any hair? Believe me, she knows and she has done it. I will tell you a little sidelight. She won't do it for you, but she'll tell you how to do it. She said, I did it for 10 years. I'm not interested in doing it anymore. Just a little note. One time, I believe she had 23 raccoons on a bottle all at the same time. So believe me, she has been a busy lady. Oh, by the way, you feed raccoons every 4 hours. The other thing that she does is she triages emergencies. If I don't happen to be in the office, if I'm in the country or if I'm not available, and you bring an animal in that has been in an accident or hurt, she's the one that can triage. She can tell you how serious your problem is and what you need to be doing, whether you need to take it to another veterinarian or wait until I get back. She monitors all of our sick animals as well as all of our surgical animals, make sure that things get done, the antibiotics get given, and everyone is nice and comfortable with a nice fresh blanket and all that kind of stuff. Oh, that's another sidelight. Everybody forgets in our office, we wash a lot. We do about 10 loads of wash a day in our office. People who start to work for us go, you said there was a lot of wash, but I didn't know there was that much. Yeah, there really is. Also, one of the things that technicians do is they calculate and dispense medications. Now, again, here we go. That's what pharmacists do. So they do the same thing as pharmacists. Also, when someone has problems with an animal, they can't seem to control their own animal when they're in the exam room, we call in one of the technicians and they will certainly be able to restrain them. Restraint is a giant thing that they do. The one thing that I do want to tell you is that we are going to be adding a second technician. Sarah is going to be joining us next week. She's taking finals at Iowa Western Community College. And hopefully next week or two, I'll be able to do a little program with her so you get to know Sarah. She's been working part-time and going to school. She's going to be joining us full-time. That's what technicians do. What can't they do? That's the other side of the coin. They cannot give rabies vaccinations to dogs. That's a law. We talked about that one day. They cannot make a diagnosis, and they can't give a prognosis. Whether your dog's going to live or die, they can't tell you that. It's not their job. They can't prescribe medicines. They can't say, oh, I think you should be giving this, and they cannot do surgery. Otherwise, they have all of those other jobs, from anesthesia to pharmacist, and it is a gigantuous job for a registered veterinary technician in a veterinary office. Until next time, this is Dr. Keith Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street. Our number, as always, is 243-2121.